The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
I'm really inspired by a story of an environmental attorney who dared take a stand against big business. And it's not any business, it's DuPont. He fought hard to take him down, and he didn't stop until he won. Look at all the politicians who say, "We're fighting for you," but they're in the pocket of Wall Street and the corporations that make financial gains while they're sacrificing the safety of the American people. If you care about the air that you breathe, water that you drink, and food that you eat, visit projectblindsided.com and join the movement today. That's projectblindsided.com.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
You are not going to be better than your mom or your dad. You're not. Unless you've done the homework to be better. You're not going to be the person that stands up and saves the world unless you've prepared to be that person. You're not going to be the person that can rally everyone around the cause and lead them away from the cliff unless you've prepared to be that person. Corrie ten Boom, Paulina in Poland that saved all of those Jews that I quote all the time. "Glenn, you misunderstand. The righteous didn't suddenly become righteous. They just refused to go over the cliff with everyone else." Well, why is that? If you look at those who saved, those who were really truly righteous, there was always something. Oscar Schindler. What was his motivation? At first, it was to make money. He had prepared himself to be a great capitalist. And to be a great capitalist and prepare himself to succeed no matter what was going on, at first, Oscar Schindler just took advantage of the cheap labor. He didn't rise to the expectations. He fell to where he was prepared. He saw an opportunity and he took it. Paulina, Corrie ten Boom, their parents prepared them to be those kinds of people because they studied the scriptures, because they prayed all the time, because they used real examples, because they actually went out and helped people, and their compassion for others was fostered. You just don't have compassion for others in this society. We're swimming in a sea of filth. We're swimming in a sea that shows no compassion. Our video games, it's deadening the compassion because they're not real. Nothing is real to us anymore. Where does food come from, gang? Food comes from the supermarket. When you go and talk to kids, especially in the cities, and you ask them, "Where does meat come from?" they will tell you, "From the store." "Yes, but where does the store get it?" "From the meat place." What is meat? They can't tie it to a farm. They can't tie it to an animal. We're not preparing our children for anything. You will fall to the level of your preparation. You will not rise to the level of your expectations.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze.